The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, before we get into things, I just wanted to let you know that there will be no shows on this coming Friday or next Monday because I will be in Phoenix, Arizona, hitting the studio with the homie Lex. Going to be working on some new music, so I'm just going to be holed up in the studio all weekend. So there will be no shows this Friday or next Monday, so I will be back next Friday, August 15th, with a brand new show. So let's get into today's show. We actually have some college football news out there since, we're only about 3 weeks away from college football. So the coaches poll was released today. And, as a Texas Longhorns fan, I'm really looking forward to this season because we do have some high expectations coming in. The last couple of seasons have been pretty good seasons. We've got Arch Manning going to be the starting quarterback this year. So looking forward to it. And apparently everybody else thinks we're pretty goddamn good because in the coaches poll, the number one ranked team is the Texas Longhorns, bitch. So hook 'em horns, motherfucker. Number two, though, is Ohio State. So week one, guess what? Now this is the coaches poll. This is not the official poll. So just remember that. But coaches poll, it just kind of lets you know it's pretty close to what the actual rankings usually are. But anyways, week one, we're getting Texas versus Ohio State right off the bat. So the top two teams that everybody's basically expecting to be the best teams in the league will be facing off against each other week one in college football. Then at number three, we have Penn State. Number four, Georgia. Number five, Notre Dame. Number six, Clemson. Number seven, Oregon. Number eight, Alabama. Number nine, LSU. And number 10, the U, Miami. So, like I said, that's the coaches' poll. That's not the official poll or anything, but it gives us something to talk about, gives us something to look forward to, especially if you're a Texas Longhorns fan. But like I said, week one, we've got a headbanger just right out the gate with Texas versus Ohio State, and these are looking to be the top two teams in college football. So looking forward to it, that's for sure. All right, let's get into the top 10 MLB power rankings for this week. And we do have us a new number one. And we actually have a couple teams who actually completely fell out of the ranks this week. The New York Yankees, like I said, they were already having problems prior to Aaron Judge and his injury. And it looks like he's coming back tomorrow, so it's not that big of a deal. But without him, they actually ended up getting swept by the Marlins over the weekend. It is the first time in Marlins history that they have ever swept the New York Yankees. So that just goes to show what kind of a terrible weekend they had. And I mean, it was a bad weekend. They blew a big lead on Friday night's game, and then they just had terrible. I mean, the Yankees defense just seems to be getting worse each and every week. So they have actually fallen out of the top 10 this week. I wouldn't be shocked if they make it back in, but right now they are not looking good. But there's a new team we have in there. There's also another team that's starting to dwindle away, just like the Yankees as well, but they are still in the top 10. So let's get to the new number one this week on the top 10 MLB power rankings, the Milwaukee Brewers. Overall record of 67-44, and they are the number one overall team in the league right now. That is the best record in the league, which is why I have them at number one, because we can no longer look at them and go, are they for real? Because it looks like they are for real, at least for now. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series against the Chicago Cubs, their division opponent. So you always want to win those series. But then they also just kicked the crap out of the Washington Nationals as well. I mean, there were a couple games where they scored, like, I believe, 14 and 16 runs over the weekend. So that's just kind of what we're getting from the Brewers right now. And I got to say, this is Freddy Peralta's probably best season. I mean, usually every single year he comes right out the gate. He has a great year, but it's always difficult for him to get that run support and actually end up with the wins in the end. Well, this year that is not an issue. Right now, Freddy Peralta has 12 wins on the season with a 3.08 ERA and 134 strikeouts on the season. So he's actually getting that run support, obviously, with what they scored over the weekend. Then you've also got Christian Yelich, who's just been having an amazing year, 21 home runs, 73 RBI. And then Jackson Chourio, he's just been getting hotter at each and every week and just getting better and making some big plays. Right now, he's got 17 home runs on the season and 67 RBI as well, just right behind Christian Yelich in all the team stats there. Then at number two on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Chicago Cubs. Overall record of 65-46. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the Milwaukee Brewers, but took the series over the Baltimore Orioles. And they still have zero issues scoring. I mean, it is just not even a problem for the Cubs. It kind of feels like every time they come up to bat, they're either getting on base or they are hitting home runs out of the park. And speaking of home runs, I mean, pretty much all their heavy hitters right now are just, they're just smashing it right now. Three of the guys have over 20 home runs. PCA's got 27 home runs. Seiya Suzuki's got 26 home runs. Michael Busch has 21 home runs. And Kyle Tucker, the guy who was expected to be the leader in all these statistical categories and hitting, only has 18 home runs behind those three guys. But he's been having a phenomenal year. But offensively, the Cubs just are... they've been probably the most consistent team from start to finish so far when it comes to getting on base, when it comes to hitting home runs, when it just comes to scoring runs. They are having zero issues doing it. And it's really just the health of their pitchers that is really the main issue that they're having. Then at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings, a team that just keeps bouncing up and down, but here they still remain, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Overall record of 65-47. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Cincinnati Reds and then took the series over the Tampa Bay Rays. Shohei Ohtani is having a monster season. You know, he's come out and pitched a couple of games here so far and looked pretty solid. He did suffer, it looked like maybe a little bit of a strain the other day, but it was nothing serious, so looks like he'll be back out there. But as far as hitting goes, he's got 38 home runs, 73 RBI, so it's just another season for Ohtani. It's really all about their starting pitcher, Yamamoto, who's just been having a monster year himself. He's got 10 wins on the season, 251 ERA and 139 strikeouts, so those guys are just the two most consistent dudes on the team. Mookie Betts has been having a very odd season. He's just been slumping hard all season long, but even so, they've been able to work around it and get around the injuries that they've been suffering, because it looks like Edman is going to be headed back to the injured list himself. He just came off of the injured list not too long ago, and then he sprained his ankle yesterday in a game. So it looks like he's going to be headed back to the injured list. So it's just that thing for the Dodgers where they are overcoming all these injuries, but maybe that's why they're just bouncing up and down. But still, they're the Dodgers, and whoop, there they are. Then at number four in my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Detroit Tigers, overall record of 65-48. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Arizona Diamondbacks, but lost a close one to the Philadelphia Phillies. But they do seem to be back on track. You know, the Tigers, to start the second half of the season, it was very shaky for them. They just weren't looking as solid as they started the season off. But now it kind of looks like they're back on track. Their starting pitchers are starting to get back in order. The defense is definitely getting back in order. And I just kind of feel like Detroit, that slump was just a little bit of a slump, but they're probably going to be right back at it. I mean, their division is trash, so they should easily win this division. It's just they need to remain consistent if they want to make it to the World Series. Then at number five on my top 10 MLB power rankings, the team that was number one last week but is now in a slump, and that is the Toronto Blue Jays. Overall record of 65-48. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Baltimore Orioles and lost a series to the Kansas City Royals. And, you know, like I said, I kind of felt like this American League East was going... all the teams were basically going to do this, where they were going to surge, hit the top, and then fall back down. Surge, hit the top, and fall back down. And I kind of felt like pretty much any team in this division could do that. And so that's basically what Toronto's doing right now. They surged up, and they still are leading the division, of course, now they are slumping. I think part of the reason, though, is George Springer. He's on the injured list right now, and so they're missing his offense. I mean, he's been a huge source of offense for them for this entire season. So that's probably been a big deal for them, but they still made some moves at the deadline, and I still expect them to be competitive in this division, but I just kind of also expected all the teams in the American League East, including the Orioles, who are terrible. But I expected all of these teams to kind of have their moments. And right now, the Toronto Blue Jays are having their down moment. Then at number six on my top 10 MLB power rankings at the Philadelphia Phillies, overall record of 63-48. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Chicago White Sox, but took the series over the Detroit Tigers. And Kyle Schwarber also continues his monster season as well. He had a huge weekend, made some huge plays. Right now, he's got 38 home runs and 88 RBI on the season. He just cannot be stopped. It kind of feels like every time Schwarber comes up to bat, this shit is going out of the park. It just feels like it every single time. And he did that over the weekend where he just came right up the bat and saved their asses in one of the games over the weekend. So he's having a monster year. But also somebody who's having a great season, who I haven't even brought up yet, just because, I mean, the starting pitchers for the Phillies, they've got a lot of stars on there. But Christopher Sanchez, he's having a phenomenal year with 10 wins, a 2.40 ERA, and 145 strikeouts, and he's just pretty much been money every time he's come out to start. So Phillies are getting some great baseball for in all ways on the field right now. They're getting some production at the offensive side of the ball, but also the defensive side of the ball, and then their starting pitchers are just playing some great baseball right now. Then at number seven on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the New York Mets, overall record of 63-49. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the San Diego Padres and lost a series to the San Francisco Giants. Just kind of feels like they are in that little bit of a slump right now. But a player I haven't really talked about much this season, but he's having a great year, is Brandon Nimmo, batting a 260 with 19 home run and 67 RBI. So, 63 RBI, so just having a great year himself. And then Soto, he's getting hotter as the season wears on. He's got 25 home runs and 63 RBI. And then, of course, Pete Alonso, he's got 24 home runs and 86 RBI on the season right now. So they're getting a lot of offense. It's just the injuries have been an issue for the Mets themselves, and they're slowly getting their starting pitchers back. Then at number eight on my top 10 MLB power rankings at the San Diego Padres, overall record of 62-50. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the New York Mets and took the series over the St. Louis Cardinals. Someone who's actually having quite the resurgence this season is Xander Bogaerts. It kind of feels like they're finally getting the production that they wanted out of him when they traded for him a couple of years ago. Because when they traded for Bogaerts, he was pretty much at the height of his career. He was one of the top dudes in the league. He was getting on base just about any time he could. That was his thing, was just getting on base, stealing bases, but also playing excellent defense. And then just the injuries have really been an issue for him basically throughout his entire time with San Diego. So it kind of feels like maybe he's healthy and they're finally getting the production that they need out of him, because he has been having a great year. Arias has also been getting on base as well. It kind of feels like Bogaerts and Arias are both of those dudes who are just always getting on base for the Padres. And then you've got Machado and Tatis playing great defense, but also just knocking them out of the park. And then, of course, the Padres made all those moves during the trade deadline. So we'll see what happens here, if that's able to give them more of a boost. But right now, they seem to be playing some great baseball. And we'll see what happens with all the moves that they made at the deadline, if that affects them in a positive way. Then at number nine on my top 10 MLB power rankings, as I mentioned, the American League East. I kind of felt like all these teams were going to bounce up and down and have their moments, and here come the Boston Red Sox. Overall record of 62-51, 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Minnesota Twins and swept the Houston Astros. But they started off very, very slow this season. But then once the All-Star break happened, they just rolled into the All-Star break with this 10-11-game winning streak. But then were ice cold to start after the All-Star break. But here they come again. It just kind of feels like they're a team. They've got some good parts there. But they just can't seem to put it together at the right time. You got Garrett Crochet, who's been having a phenomenal year with 12 wins, 2.23 ERA, and 175 strikeouts. Alex Bregman has fit right in with this Red Sox team. He's come back from the injured list and really provided a huge source of offense for them. But I'd say the story of the year is actually Trevor Story. He's another guy kind of similar to Bogaerts, where when he was with the Colorado Rockies, he was a solid guy. He had some great He had a couple of good seasons there, but it's just the injuries were his issue. And then so ever since he's come to Boston, that has been his problem. He's been suffering with these debilitating injuries. So it kind of feels like Trevor Story is now finally playing healthy now. And he's actually been great since the second half of the season began. And then you also have Jarren Duran, who's having a solid year himself. So look out for the Boston Red Sox to potentially, because now they are actually in second place in the American League East. They're right behind, they're right on the Blue Jays' ass right now. So don't be shocked if you see the Boston Red Sox take over that number one spot in the American League East. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week, a team that has just been tumbling the last couple of weeks, and that is the Houston Astros. Overall record of 62-50. They are 2-8 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Washington Nationals, but got swept by the Boston Red Sox. And these injuries just keep catching up to them and are piling up on them. They lost Paredes last week, and now it looks like they're going to lose Jeremy Pena, who's been having a career year. But they did trade for Correa at the perfect time because he came in, had a home run over the weekend. But it just kind of feels like these injuries are really starting to take a toll on the Astros. Lucky for them, they're not in a really strong division. But you got to watch out for those Mariners, because they are quite capable of taking over the division if the Astros keep losing the way they're losing. But the injuries are piling up, and they just had a terrible game yesterday against the Red Sox, where they just had mistake after mistake after mistake, and it's kind of starting to look like they're looking similar to the New York Yankees at this point, where it's just a lot of their defensive mistakes are costing them a lot of games in the end. All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools next Friday, August 15th, when I get back from Phoenix.